Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, our national languages are not official languages of the United Nations, but I would like to echo all the tributes that were bestowed upon you for your untiring efforts that allowed us to reach a good conclusion of our deliberations. And I wish to thank you and the skilled set of facilitators and also the chairpersons of the Committee of the Whole and the Drafting Committee for their efforts. I think that all of you have worked, and then I resort to Latin, our common language, that they have acted suaviter in modo, fortiter in re. So they were very smooth in their way, but strong in their determination. And this has actually brought us to this successful conclusion. Indeed, there are very few good news in multilateralism in the last few years. And we at least will be ending the year in a very good note, thanks to the approval of our report. You said, Mr. Chairman, that we have lost a lot. But this has to do with the fact that you brought much to the table and that you have fulfilled your mission to sustain ambition in our deliberations. You also pointed out that this outcome is a step in the right direction and has highlighted four accomplishments. I certainly agree with that. You have finally broke the deadlock, and we have a number of issues that are no more an anathema that we could actually discuss, including the issues of verification. And we finally have a step in the right direction for the implementation of a cooperation mechanism under Article 10, an issue that my delegation has championed, and we have contributed a lot for the discussions within the non-aligned movement. And also having a scientific and technical advisory committee, which I'm also sure that will benefit developing countries a lot, those that are precisely the ones that need more knowledge about the rapid pace of developments in science and technology. And also we accomplished an additional post to the overworked ISU that has been providing us with excellent services. So I think that is also agreeing with you that this is a good outcome. But of course, we have also other things to regret. First of all, that the mechanism for Article 10 is yet to be fully implemented. We believe that it should have been approved right now. But also cannot fail to point out that there is a sort of paradox that life sciences are taking are having developments at a very rapid pace, but that our convention is quite slow in adopting new ideas. So throughout our deliberations, we ended up by losing interesting contributions and initiatives under the heading of the strengthening of national implementation, assistance, response, and preparedness. And we, in the new format of the ISP that we have developed, we actually don't have a specific locus where member states can engage on such initiatives. Perhaps we could do that under the working groups, but they have a quite heavy workload ahead of them, but perhaps during the MSPs as well. So then we could then take up, again, good initiatives like the Tianjin guidelines. I think that were quite mature and clearly something that is needed more than anything else, because the rapid development of life sciences has eroded the frontiers between biosafety and biosecurity. I mean, guidelines there are clearly needed. And moreover, of course, the proposal by a new proposal by the Brazilian delegation that is going to mature in the next few years of our One Health surveillance network. We think that it's increasingly becoming more important the need to address the threat of hostile use of biological agents and toxins against agriculture, livestock, and biodiversity. So we will be presenting our initiative and trying to deepen the understanding and reach out to other members to try to bring them bring consensus in our conference to arrive at that good outcome. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm speaking through my notes, so of course you forgive me for the hesitations, but I would like again to thank you for all your efforts and the colleagues that have worked so hard during these 3 weeks, and I wish all of you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.